This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
It's always a joy to be at St. David's, and what a great sea of red. Before I go on with my sermon, I just want to note that in the reading from Ezekiel, there's what is an uncomfortable part of that reading as we stand in the midst of a time in which there is great war and violence and terror in Israel and Gaza. And as Christians, we can't just cut out pieces of scripture because of the references to Israel. But remember that God is always able to bring life from dry and dead bones, and even now to give human beings wisdom and grace to bring peace in the midst of war. The sound in Jerusalem that day was no ordinary wind, and the fires kindled by the tongues of flame added rather than consumed energy. Many gathered and some wondered and a few scoffed. What is the meaning of all of this? Are these people drunk? Of all the people, Peter knew what was happening. Peter knew from what agent the cacophony and chaos arose. This was the spirit the Lord had promised. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, the Lord said through the prophet Joel, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. This spirit that God has promised, that Jesus promised, fuels dreams and visions and salvation. God's spirit had been on the move before this day of Pentecost, of course. Prophets had spoken by the power of the Spirit, and creation itself was enlivened by Spirit moving over the waters. But for the fulfillment of Jesus' promise, the indwelling Spirit of truth, the advocate, companion, and guide, for this fulfillment, the disciples had to wait. And they had waited for the days since the day of resurrection, for the days since that Last Supper, for days and days and week after week, they had waited for an outpouring of a new magnitude and character. Not limited to prophets or sages, not even to the righteous, or priests in holy places. God would pour out the promised Holy Spirit with abandon on people like you. Really, like you and you. That's what it said. With abandon. And the Spirit's arrival would create a community to serve the Missio Dei, God's mission for the transformation of the world. Peter and his companions were waiting for the one who would empower them to carry out Jesus' work of reconciliation, to partner with God to change the world. And so, the Holy Spirit's arrival was and is a promise worth a wait. Peter on that day knew the wait was over. The loud wind and the tongues of flame meant that the powerful manifestation of the advocate had arrived. The day of dreams and visions and prophecy and salvation had come, had blown into Jerusalem with gifts for slave and free, women and man, siblings of all sorts, young and old. The Holy Spirit stepped onto the stage sounding like a freight train. The wait was over. I hate waiting. I constantly force my waiting into the background, filling the mental and temporal space with activity. You know, smartphones. Smartphones mean that I can always read a couple of emails or wrangle words in spelling bee. Pushing the waiting to the background relieves that unpleasant feeling of time ticking by, wasted, or the unpleasant thoughts that might arise. Of course, the person caught behind me at the traffic light would not call this effort to fill time virtuous. They might say discourteous and dangerous. And taken to the extreme, avoiding the unpleasantness of waiting can shield me from seeing what I need to see. The inescapable waiting our neighbors and siblings endure. Our siblings, my friends, are waiting. Waiting for God's manifestation. They're waiting for the chance to get a medical test, because they lack health care. And then they'll wait to get an answer to that medical test. They're waiting for a way out of a war that never ends, for governments and corporations to address climate change before their island is destroyed by yet another typhoon. They're waiting. They're waiting around the world, and close to home, they're waiting for the end to attacks that make this state a dangerous place for them or for their children. And though I often don't want to remember that we are still waiting for the healing of the world's brokenness, avoiding the sensation of waiting often leaves us unprepared for the spirit that comes like the wind and actually gets us up out of our seats and into action toward God's divine purposes. The day of Pentecost, of course, did not catch Jesus' followers numbing themselves to their waiting. They had been waiting with anticipation and obedience, in prayer and with purpose. They waited with anticipation. Remember that even before his suffering and death, Jesus told his followers, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." And so once they were returned to hope by the Lord's resurrection, his friends began anticipating the fulfillment of that promise. They waited in anticipation that God would do what God said. They waited in obedience. At his ascension, Jesus ordered his apostles to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. He said, "You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." And so Jesus' followers stayed in Jerusalem. They gathered in community, supporting each other as they waited, just as Jesus intended. They waited in obedience. And they waited in prayer. Acts says that 120 followers of Jesus were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. They adopted the receptive posture of a community open to God's guidance, strength, and inspiration. They listened expectantly. They waited in prayer. And finally, they waited with purpose. Led by Peter, the followers engaged in purposeful activity, the sort of activity that is itself preparation. While waiting for the Holy Spirit, the believers organized an election to replace Judas. Well, not so much an election, sort of an election, right? They cast lots. Knowing that the promised advocate would empower them for a life of witness and service, they used their time of waiting to replace a needed partner to go with them into all the world. Anticipation, obedience, prayer, and purpose characterized the believers' active expectancy. They waited in a receptive posture. And so when the Holy Spirit arrived, moving through the house as wind and fire travels, they were prepared for a life set ablaze. The Holy Spirit bound the believers together and brought into being the Spirit-enlivened church to share Christ's love and light. His Spirit-enlivened church, birthed on Pentecost, expresses itself in our gathering here today. Are you all ready for the Holy Spirit to blow through here?
Yes.
Well, we better pray, right? And you better wait as eagerly for the Spirit as you are for that brisket. My friends, without the Spirit, the church can do nothing. And with the Spirit, the church can overcome what seem to be impossible challenges, problems in our city and in the world that cry out for the transformative power of Christ's love. They cry out for the power of Christ's love, but they seem beyond our capacity. They seem like their challenge is too big for the church of 2024. We need to wait for the Spirit. We need to wait with anticipation, obedience, prayer, and purpose. Because when we sense that our common life is overwhelmed by the discord or distractions or problems of the world, we may be tempted to multiply activities to relieve us of the anxiety of waiting. Right? We may be tempted to give ourselves to despair or to consumption or to all kinds of things. But the Spirit will lead us, my friends. The Spirit will lead us. The Spirit invites us instead to collectively and actively wait, like the disciples before the day of Pentecost. And as we wait and the Spirit blows through, God's renewal will restore us again and again to the church's true identity, to cooperate with what God is doing in the world expressly through the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not just the work of the church writ large with a capital C, but of each community of faith. This week, the Downtown Austin Alliance awarded St. David's, that is you, right?
Yes.
You. And you all. But not just them, right? You. All of St. David's, the Vision Award. Right, the Vision Award looks toward the future of this city. And I was moved by the remarkable video made for the occasion. For 175 years, this city and thousands of people's lives have been infused with the love and light of Jesus as the Holy Spirit has blown the people of St. David's toward ministry. You and those who came before you have devoted yourselves to Spirit-empowered acts, have engaged boundaries, and been led to Pentecost moments by the God who loves this city and all who dwell therein or pass through. Not all the times or questions along the way have been smooth and easy. There have been times of struggle and disagreement in each successive generation. To work for justice and peace, to honor the dignity of every human being, to shine authentically with Christ's light and love, calls for Holy Spirit-led discernment and Holy Spirit strength, which doesn't always show up at the drop of a hat. You've had to wait for the Spirit sometimes to lead you through those moments of challenge, and yet you have been led by the Spirit into the world. When it seems like the Spirit has left the building, as you move forward with your discernment toward the future, when it seems like the Spirit hasn't been blowing through, remember the way of the disciples and follow their lead. Pray together. Trust in God's promises. Make waiting purposeful and enter into active expectancy together. Crowds may gather, and all will wonder what it means. For this Holy Spirit is coming again and means to set you, St. David's Church, and the world ablaze, empowering us to carry out Jesus' work of reconciliation, to partner with God to change the world. Thanks be to God for 175 years, and let us pray for the Holy Spirit to set this place afire for 175 more. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.